Welcome back to episode 20 of Shloshim Yoim Kodem HaChag. Today we'll be discussing the mitzvah of Heseba. In every generation, a person is obligated to see themselves as if he himself went out of Mitzrayim. Like it says in the pasuk, Ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, V'zacharta ki ever ha'yisa b'mitzrayim. You must remember that you were a slave in Mitzrayim, as if you yourself were a slave in Mitzrayim and were redeemed and went out to freedom. Therefore, on this night of Pesach, one is obligated to conduct himself b'derech cheirus. Therefore, a person is required to eat the night of Pesach b'heseba, leaning, which is derech cheirus. The Rav Yoz's opinion is that b'zman hazeh, a person is not obligated to eat b'heseba, since it's not the way we eat. We don't lean, we don't lie on beds or on benches when we eat. Therefore, we're not obligated at all to eat b'heseba. But we paskin, even b'zman hazeh, heseba is required. However, women are not obligated to lean because they could rely on the opinion of the Rav Yoz that there's no chiyuv heseba b'zman hazeh. However, a woman who wants to lean, tovei aleha bracha, these are the words of the Kaf HaChaim. It's brought that the wife of the Chasam Sofer used to lean. The women in the household of the Chazon Ish and in the household of the Stipler would also lean. Even women that do not lean, they should sit on a nicer chair, b'derech cheiros. They should not eat or drink while they are standing. A son who's at the table of his father is required to lean, even if his father was his Rebbe Muvak, his primary Rebbe, because we assume that his father forgave the obligation that the son has for kibur and moira, for honoring him and fearing him. A student who's at his Rebbe's table, even if this is not his primary Rebbe, does not need to lean. And adarabba, it's also for him to lean. Why? Because moira rabba is kemoira shamayim, fearing one's Rebbe is as if fearing Hashem. A Talmud Chacham, who's a muflog bedoyrei, which I would say, maybe is what we call the Gadol Hadar, is considered his Rebbe, even if he never learned from him, and therefore it's also for him to lean if he's at this Talmud Chacham's table. However, if they gave him permission, then he is required to lean. There are those that say that even someone who's eating at the table of his Rebbe is required to lean if he's eating at his own table, meaning he's in the same room at a different table, he has obligation to lean. There are those that argue and say that as long as his Rebbe sees him, it's also for him to lean. And therefore, in this situation, it's best for him to ask permission to lean. The shamish, the Jewish waiter, is required to lean, even if he's busy serving. However, he has to show cheiros on the night of Pesach, and he has to eat at least a kazayis of matzah, kazayis of afikoymin, four kaisos with leaning. An ovel is required to lean. However, it's better that he should not sit on a very upscale and a fancy chair. He should lean with a bit of a shinoi and a bit toned down from the regular way this person leans. What is heseba? So the Mechaber writes that heseba is where a person's head and his guf is leaning to the left on a mito or a safsal, which seems to indicate that he's lying down on a couch or on a bench with pillows under his arms, under his head, at the table. A poor person who doesn't have these pillows should just lean without the pillows on the safsal. If a person does not have a safsal and he's sitting on the ground like they did in the Middle East, he also has to lean. B'shas hadchak, a person could lean on the knees of his friend, but not on his own knees, because that appears as if he's worried. When he leans, he should not lean forward. He should not lean backwards, because that's not derech cheiros. He should not lean on his right side, because of shema yaktim kana leveshet. We're concerned that the food may go down his windpipe and not his esophagus, because the esophagus is on the right side, and a person who leans to his right will cause the flap on top of the windpipe to open, and chas v'shalom, food could go down there and cause him to choke. Therefore, someone who usually eats with his left hand, meaning a lefty, should still lean on his left side. However, he should eat on the right side. And there are many discussions in the Poskim about someone who it's difficult for him to lean, or he can't eat when he's leaning on his left side. There's even a discussion for somebody who does not have a right hand. So if he's leaning on his left side, he has no way to eat. What should this person do? If this is relevant to anybody, they certainly should ask a shayla. L'chatchila, a person should eat the whole suda leaning, but it's not ma'akiv b'diyavet. A person who did not eat a kazayis of matzah b'heseba The Iker Hadin is that he's required to eat again. However, he should not make a bracha. There are poskim that say that somebody who it's difficult for him to eat again does not have to eat. The Afikoymen is more of a place to be lenient if they forgot to lean. And if it's hard for them to eat, they do not have to eat again. And lastly, even though I mentioned the Lashon the Mechaber about leaning flat on a bed, however, I personally have not seen or witnessed people leaning this way. Most people lean on a chair with an armrest, and there's a discussion in the Paiskim if there should be a pillow on the armrest, if the armrest has upholstery. Perhaps that's considered as if there's a pillow underneath the person. Every person should lean the way they've seen their father, their Rebbe, and if they don't have a minig, perhaps ask a local rabbi what the best way to lean is.